Revelation chapter 7. After this I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, so that no wind would blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom authority was given to harm the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not harm the earth or the sea or the trees until we seal the slaves of our God upon their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed out of every tribe of the sons of Israel, out of the tribe of Judah, 12,000 sealed, out of the tribe of Reuben, 12,000, out of the tribe of Gad, 12,000, out of the tribe of Asher, 12,000, out of the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000, out of the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000, out of the tribe of Simeon, 12,000, out of the tribe of Levi, 12,000, out of the tribe of Issachar, 12,000, out of the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000, out of the tribe of Joseph, 12,000, out of the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 sealed. After these things I saw, and behold, there was a great multitude which no one could number, out of every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches in their hands. And they cry with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. The blessing and the glory and the wisdom and the thanks and the honor and the power and the strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying to me, "These who are clothed in the white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are those who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Because of this they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple. And He who sits upon the throne will tabernacle over them. They will not hunger any more, neither will they thirst any more. Neither will the sun beat upon them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and guide them to springs of waters of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.